Suprabhatam, good morning to listeners in Greater Houston on KBS 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3. Good afternoon to Europe listeners and good morning to our Bharat listeners on TuneIn.com. You are listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism radio show. We are on the air for you every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon U.S. Central Time. Our studio number is 832-361-0625. Local time is 4 minutes past 9 a.m. This is your host, Kanti Patel. Mission. Our mission is to make all aware of the deep treasure of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Hinduism or Sanatan Dharma. Objective. Our objective is 4H. 4H stands for Hindus, for Hindu Dharma, for Hindustan, and for Hindutva. Thought of the day. The ultimate goal of all mankind, the aim and end of all religions is but one reunion with God, or what amounts to the same, with the divinity which is every man's true nature. But while the aim is one, the method of attaining may vary with the different temperaments of man. Both the goal and the method employed for reaching are called yoga, the word derived from the same Sanskrit root as the English yoga, meaning to join us to our mighty God. There are various versions of such yoga or method of union, but the chief ones are the Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Raj Yoga, and Jnana Yoga.
Jai Jai Govinda. जय जय गोविंद हरे, नारायण नारायण जय जय गोपाल हरे,
नारायण नारायण जय जय गोविंद हरे, नारायण नारायण जय जय गोपाल हरे।
Some show for you today. Stay tuned, coming up your way shortly. Today 9:15 is Hindu calendar, 9:30 Srimad Bhagavad Gita by Anand Srinivasan from Mumbai, 10 o'clock event roundup, 10:30 Sri Meenakshi Temple segment by Tara Narsihan, 11 a.m. quest of Hinduism and interaction between you and us. Today's topic is history of yoga, and we have some guests coming here, Dr. Rajvedam and Mr. Singh. So please stay tuned, and it will be very interesting topic to discuss today. And you may call here 832-361-0625. 11:15 Young Hindu Voice,
and 1155 Mangalam. Today's calendar. Today, Sunday, June 21st, 2015, Vikram Samvat 2072, Shalivahan Sake 1937, Adhik Mas or Purushottam Mas, Shukla Paksha, Ashlesha Nakshatra, fifth day or Tithi. This week, there are no major Tithi this week. However, we are in the Purushottam or Adhik Mas, therefore all days of this month are auspicious. Listeners, today is June 21st, and you all know it's the Father's Day in United States of America. So, at this occasion, it will be appropriate to, praise and pray our Parampita, and we will have for you the Purushukta.
ृणीमहे गातुञ्यज्ञाय गातुञ्यज्ञपतये दैवी स्वस्तिरस्तु नः स्वस्तिर्मानुषेभ्यः ऊर्ध्वं जिगातु भेषजं शन्नो अस्तु द्विपदे शञ्चतुष्पदे ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः सहस्रशीर्षा पुरुषः सहस्राक्षः सहस्रपात् स भूमिं विश्वतो वृत्वा अत्यतिष्ठद्दशाङ्गुलम् पुरुष एवेदगं सर्वम् यद्भूतं यच्च भूयम् उतामृतत्वस्येषा नः यदन्नेनातिरोहति एतावानस्य महिमा अतो ज्याजागिश्च पूरुषः पादोऽस्य विश्वाभूतानि त्रिपादस्यामृतं दिवि त्रिपादूर्ध्व उदैत् पुरुषः पादोऽस्येहा भवात् पुनः ततो विश्वं व्यक्रामत् साशनानशने अभि तस्माद् विराड जायत विराजो अधिपुरुषः स जातो अत्यरिच्यत पश्चात् भूमिमथो पुरः यत्पुरुषेण हविषा देवा यज्ञमतन्वत वसन्तो अस्यासीदाज्यम् ग्रीष्म इद्म शरद्धभिः सप्तास्य यद्यज्ञं तन्वानाः अबध्नन् पुरुषं पशुं तं यज्ञं बर्हिषि प्रोक्षन् पुरुषं जातमग्रतः तेन देवा अयजन्त साध्या ऋषजश्चे तस्माद्यज्ञात् सर्वहुतः संभृतं वृषदाज्यं पशोगस्तागश्चक्रे वायव्यान् आरण्यान् ग्राम्याश्चे तस्माद्यज्ञात् सर्वहुतः ऋचः सामानि जज्ञिरे छन्दागुंसि जज्ञिरे तस्मात् यजुस्तस्मादजायत तस्मादश्वा अजायन्त ये केचो भजादतः गावो हजज्ञिरे तस्मात् तस्माज्जाता अजावजः यत्पुरुषं व्यदधुः कतिधा व्यकल्पयन् मुखं किमस्य कौ बाहू का भूरूपादावुच्येते ब्राह्मणो अस्य मुखमासीत् बाहूराजन्यः कृतः ऊरु तदस्य यद्वैश्यः पद्भ्यागं शूद्रो अजायत चन्द्रमा मनसो जातः चक्षोः सूर्यो अजायत मुखादिन्द्रश्चाग्निश्च प्राणात् वाजुरजायत नाभ्या आसीदन्तरिक्षम् शीर्ष्णोद्यौः समवर्तत पद्भ्याम् भूमिर्दिशश्रोत्रात् तथा लोकागम् अकल्पयन् वेदाहमेतम् पुरुषम् महान्तम् आदित्यवर्णन्तमसस्तु पारे सर्वाणि रूपाणि विचित्य धीरः नामानि कृत्वाभिवदन् यदास्ते धाता पुरस्ताद्यमुदा जहार चक्रः प्रविद्वान् प्रदिशश्च तस्रः तमेवं विद्वानमृत इह भवति नान्यः पन्था अजनाय विद्यते यज्ञेन यज्ञमजजन्त देवाः तानि धर्माणि प्रथमान्यासन् ते हनाकं महिमानः सचन्ते यत्र पूर्वे साध्याः सन्ति देवाः अध्यः सम्भूतः पृथिव्यैरसाच्च विश्वकर्मणः समवर्तताधि तस्य त्वष्टा विदधद्रूपमेति तत्पुरुषस्य विश्वमाजानमग्रे वेदाहमेतम् पुरुषम् महान्तम् आदित्यवर्णन्तमसः परस्तात् तमेवं विद्वानमृत इह भवति नान्यः पन्था विद्यते जनाय प्रजापतिश्चरति गर्भे अन्तः अजायमानो बहुधा विजायते तस्य धीराः परिजानन्ति योनिम् मरीचीनाम् पदमिच्छन्ति भेदसः यो देवेभ्य आतपति यो देवानाम् पुरोहितः पूर्वो यो देवेभ्यो जातः नमो रुचाय ब्राह्मजे रुचं ब्राह्मन् जनयन्तः देवा अग्रे तदब्रुवन् यस्त्वैवं ब्राह्मणो विद्यात् तस्य देवा असन्वशे ह्रीश्च ते लक्ष्मीश्च पत्न्यौ अहोरात्रे पार्श्वे नक्षत्राणि रूपम् अश्विनं व्यात्तम् इष्टं मनिषाण अमुं मनिषाण सर्वं मनिषाण ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः।
Listeners, that was Purushukta. That is the praise of our Parampita Parameshwar Narayana. And today we will have another segment that's replacing, only for today, replacing the Srimad Bhagavad Gita segment. And Anand Nivasan is not available today. But we will have Bhavi do a small segment that replacing that segment for today. And that will be about renowned musician and singer Pandit Sruman Ghosh, and he resides in Houston. And we will have it in a few minutes, but in meantime you will have a bhajan.
Talk about the religious significance of Adhik Mas. Regarding Adhik Mas, Hemdri says that Mal Mas Vrat is capable of washing away all the sins of people. During this month, Mukta, Nukta, fasting, etc. are undertaken and garments are distributed to charities. A beautiful story relates to how In ancient times, through the observation of Mas Vrat, King Nahush was released from all bondage and acquired the throne of Indra, the ruler of gods in heaven. It is written in the Devi Bhagavat that charitable and meritorious acts and fastings carried out during this Mal Mas or Adhik Mas inevitably produces results. Just as atomic-sized contents within a seed produce a giant and long-living banyan tree, so in the same manner, even a little charitable act done during Adhik Mas produces big results. As mentioned before, Adhik Mas is also known as Purushottama Mas. There is a nice story about this. According to the lunar year, there were only 12 months. Each of the 12 months was assigned to 12 gods, so that the lunar and the solar years do not get out of step with days and seasons. The far-sighted Rishi Munis calculated and facilitated Adhik Mas and shown its importance. But one problem still remained. Each of the 12 months was assigned to 12 different gods, but the 13th extra month was not assigned to any god. Adhik Mas felt sadness and approached Lord Vishnu and said that no god was assigned to him, and for that reason he was called Mal Mas. Adhik Mas further spoke to Lord Vishnu, "I am filled with anxiety and I have therefore come to seek your refuge and help." Excuse me. Lord Vishnu took pity on him. The Lord Vishnu agreed and assigned to Adhik Mas to himself and gave the name Purushottama Mas to this month. Lord Vishnu also said that acquisition of merits during other months through good deeds, japa, austerities, can be acquired by japa. Austerities carried out within this one month. Since then, it is known as the Purushottama Mas and acquired greater significance than the other months. In a book called Purushottama Granth, can be found many aspects of the special religious significance of this month. Many people read or listen to this book during Adhik Mas. By reading and listening, high merits are acquired. There are lots of lovely stories connected with the significance of this month. It is written in the Bhavishyotar Paruna that fasting or eating once a day should commence on the first day of the bright fortnight, the Shukla Pakash, and end on the last day of the dark fortnight, the Krishna Paksha. According to ability, distribute to charities and do good deeds.
That was the significance of Purushottam or Adhik Mas. Listeners, you are all well aware of the International Yoga Day being celebrated all over the world, and Houston is no exception. And it's going on right now at the George R. Brown Convention Center. And later on, we will have a live update from the center, Brown Convention Center, by Tara Nansian. And we are ready for another song.
कभी कभी कुंज में कभी कदम पे हाथ नहीं ये आए। गोकुल की गलियों में मच गया शोर, माखन खा गयो माखन चोर, नट खट नंद किशोर, माखन खा गयो माखन चोर।
Listeners, we have Bhavi. She is ready with her segment, which is replacing for today the Srimad Bhagavad Gita segment. And Bhavi, you're on air.
Everyone, if you're here and in fact, we're going to be talking about him today. Sandeep Mata and Pandit Suman Goshi. And here's a few facts about him. He's a senior disciple of Padma Vibhushan Parampuja Sandeep Mata and Pandit Jasraji. And he is a member of the Melaki Gharana of Hindustani classical music. And he has performed in numerous places all over the world. He has also earned multiple awards and honors, and he has also been given the title of Acharya Varishta by none other than Padma Vibhushan Pandit Jasraji himself in 2008. And he started his musical journey at the very young age of 7 with his mother.
Listeners, we might have some technical difficulties, and we're going to start this segment over again. Please bear with us.
Jai Ho, everyone. This is how my Guruji would greet everyone if he was here today. And in fact, we're going to be talking about him. He is Sangeet Marthan Pandit Suman Ghosh Ji. And here are a few facts about him first to begin with. He's a senior disciple of Padma Vibhushan Parampuja Sangeet Marthan Pandit Jasraj Ji. And they both are members of the Mewati Gharana of Hindustani classical music. And Pandit Suman Ghosh Ji has performed in numerous places all over the world. He's earned multiple awards and honors and has been given the title of Acharya Varishta by none other than Padma Vibhushan Pandit Jasraji himself in 2008. And he then continued his training from maestros such as Padma Bhushan Pandit Gnan Prakash Ghosh Ji and the living legend himself, Padma Vibhushan Pandit Jasraj Ji. He performed in his first concert at the age of 16. But what got him there? Dedication, passion, sincerity, hard work, and most importantly, hours of riyaz is what brought him to where he is today. I remember a story Guruji once told us in singing class about his childhood. He told us that he used to go to a boarding school when he was younger, where all the kids would wake up at a certain time in the morning, 7 I think it was, and they'd go about their school day, but Guruji, he needed his daily riyaz, so he would get up a few hours earlier than the other kids, and he'd go to main hall, I think it was, and he'd practice until all the kids would wake up, and this is just one example of how dedicated he was to and is to his music. And now I'll play one of my favorite renderings of Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya by Pandit Suman Ghosh Ji.
pavitram paramanandam pavitram paramanandam tam vande parameshwaram tam vande parameshwaram
om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
As a form of peace, meditation, and spirituality, Hindustani classical music is something we have been proud of for hundreds of years. And in the modern world today, Pandit Suman Ghoshi is someone who wants to carry this ancient tradition forward. He had a vision to render and portray this unique art form to people all over the world and pass it down generations, just like his Guruji and gurus before have been doing. He taught at Pandit Jasraji School of Music branch in Tampa, Florida, and about 11 or 12 years ago, he created a CICMH, which is the Center for Indian Classical Music of Houston, as a part of this vision here in Houston. And through this organization, he is keeping the tradition of classical music alive in the Western world. Through his multiple soulful concerts, which touch your heart and leave you wanting more, and his organization, he is continuing to spread this art. And now, I'll be singing one of his compositions, which is my all-time favorite. It's actually a bhajan, and it's based on Rag Mishra Kirvani, and it's on Bhajani, and it's called Main Giridhar Ke Ghar Jao. मैं गिरिधर के घर जाऊं 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 गिरिधर मारो साचो प्रीतम गिरिधर मारो साचो प्रीतम देखत रूप लुभाओ गिरिधर के घर जाऊं मैं गिरिधर के घर जाऊं रैन पड़े तब ही उठ जाऊं रैन पड़े तब ही उठ जाओ भोर भय जाओ गिर जाऊं मैं गिरिधर के घर जाऊं। जहाँ बैठा वे तित ही बैठूं, जहाँ बैठा वे तित ही बैठूं, बेचे तो बिक जाऊं मैं, बेचे तो बिक जाऊं। मेरी उनकी प्रीत पुरानी, मेरी उनकी प्रीत पुरानी, उन बिन पल न रहूं मैं, उन बिन पल न रहूं। जो पहिरावे सोई पहिरूं, जो पहिरावे सोई पहिरूं, जो दे सोई खाऊं मैं, जो दे गिरिधर के घर जाऊं मैं, गिरिधर के घर जाऊं, घर जाऊं, घर जाऊं।
That was excellent, Bhavi, and we hope to hear you again in future. Yeah, and all right, so you have a few more things to elaborate on this segment.
We're all aware of how great of a performer he is, but more importantly, he's an even better guru. Where do I even start? From his patience, to his kindness, to his compassion, he builds a special relationship with each and every one of his disciples, a guru-shishya relationship. Even our families are so involved in the sadhana parivar, as we call it. It's basically like a second family to us, and he's like a second father to us. And since today is Father's Day, so Guruji, if you're listening, I wish you a happy Father's Day, and thank you for all the things you do for us. And you are truly the perfect definition of a guru. You're not only our teacher, but someone who gives us vidya and takes away the darkness in our lives and brings light instead. You are supportive of us and you shower all of us with blessings. You make us better human beings and instill good virtues in us. Whether we have good news or bad news or a conflict in our lives, we always seem to share it with you first. And just talking to you makes everything feel better. Makes us feel better. So happy Father's Day. And now I'm gonna play this bhajan rendered by Guruji. In Raag Sindh Bhairavi.
Guru ki mahima param paar, akshar om Ah